Gemara, v'abahomatnis in the gezel dido. Our mission here is a case where the schosin married these five ladies with their figs, and the only reason why it was good because it was so shriyas. It was hefka. So we made a deal, mashman, if it wouldn't have been hefka, if we would have sold from them, the kedushim would not be good. Well, come around and rouse madaik for our mishnah, ainu makadeshes. That even in the case when the chosin steals from his kala, and then he gives her the money, l'shem kedushin, still it's ainu makadeshes. We do not say this svar that she's mechel the money. So what's the theory from the Gemara before? So what's that there, another teretz? Lekasha, hod shidduch, hod loy shodduch. If they made shidduchim before, if they spoke about getting married, so then the svar is that when she accepts the money right now, she wants to get married to him. She knows him like, they made up to get married already. So even though the chassan did something not so nice, he stole money from her, but if she didn't say back to him, keep it, I don't want to get married to you, but she accepted it, then we say she means to say, I'll meichel you and let it be your money and let the kedushin be good. That's the Gemara before in the Yud Gimel. But that's what our Mishnah says over here. Mash money because it was shal hefka, shal shviyas. But if it wouldn't have been hefka, real gezel will be enem kedushas, where you do not make shidduchim. You do not speak about getting married before. Your stam went over right now when you stole some money from her, and then you're giving it back to her l'shem kedushin. There we say, even if she accepts it, so what? She does not mean to be mechla to you, she's only embarrassed to say something back to you, so therefore we say, it's ain't no mekadeshes. Now the Gemara says, he is a son, there was a lady. She was washing her feet in a bowl of water. Also, Hugavra, a man came, Chotav Zuzi Michavri, a man stole some money from his friend, Vishodala, and he sent the money to her. Omalo mikadeshes li ata. I want to be married to you. And mikadeshes li. I want you to be married to me. That was the case. So now also ahu gavra l'kaim de rova. So this man came to ask the shayla in front of rova. Was my kedushin good or not? I'm asking. I stole the money. But so what? I stole money in front of a person. I grabbed money away from him. So the question is, do we say yish bailim? Is it called yish or not? So Gemara says that Oma, Rav answered back and said, lest the chosh l'hod Rav Shimon. We do not hold like Rav Shimon Svarah. Because Rav Shimon himself says the Omar, stam gzeila yish bailim hevi. Rav Shimon holds that if somebody makes a gzeila, gzeila means in front of the person, you snatch his money. You take away money from the person himself. So if you're so strong now that you can just grab away the money in front of that person, Rav Shimon says it's a Svarah, that person is miyayish. He gives up hope of ever getting back the money. And not Michael, but the call upon him, you're kind of the chayfus. The chayfus is yours. You have the chiyuv to pay back money. That's all. Money you have to pay back to him. But the actual chayfus is as if the owner was miyayish right away, and you have a right to keep the actual chayfus. That's what Rav Shimon says. But Rav says, as you know, we do not hold like Rav Shimon. A person is not miyayish. Even though somebody came, was strong, and snatched the money away from you, but you feel, listen, tomorrow I'll go to Besdin, I'll get my bullies, I'll get people to beat them up and get the money back. So you're not miyayish right away. You'll think that maybe later you will be able to get the money back. So therefore here, this chosin that stole the money away from somebody else in front of him is not kind of the money. Therefore the lach would be for sure, ain't of the kodeshes. Because we do not hold like Reb Shimon. So tomorrow, ahu arisa, there was an orus. An orus means a sharecropper, a guy that works on the fields. That he gets a portion, a part of the produce goes to him. Now the kodesh b'muza de shamchi. He took a handful of onions. He wanted to marry his wife with a handful of onions. He was a sharecropper. He was working on the fields. He was making onions there. And before they made the real chalukah, before the yoni gave him his portion, he took a handful of onions and he gave it to his kala and said, "I want to marry you with this." Rashi mola yad shel betzolim. A handful of onions. So what's the locha? Was the oris kind of these onions first or not? So Mora says, also the kind of the rubber. They came in front of rubber and he asked rubber the question. Omalei, the rubber said back, man achloch, who was Michael? Who gave you permission to take those onions? Like the owner did not divide up the produce yet. So since you took it without the owner's permission, it's gezel. Therefore, say the mekadeshes. Now the Gemara says, this Mora's only behind him. Immediately when we say this, the muzah, when he took a handful, like what's a handful? It's not a measurement. We don't divide by handfuls. So that's called you took something you're not supposed to. Avo kisha, But if you would have taken a basket full, or whatever it is, the way you divide up, a sacks, however you put the onions away in, if you make bushels or sacks of onions, then it would be good. Because Mosi Omalei, then the Oros could say to the owner, listen, Anor Shakli Kisha, Shokolat Kisha, I took one barrel full, you take another barrel full also. Kisha Kikisha, because all the barrels, whatever this is, a sack, they're all the same in measurement. And we know that I'm a worker on the field, I have a right to take two sacks of onions. You get 10 sacks of onions, I get 2 sacks of onions. So if he would have taken the right measurement that you divide up with, then the sharecropper has a right to say, I took my portion. That's not gezel. I'm going to get it anyway. You're going to give it to me anyway, so I have a right to take it right now. That's not called gezel. Only here, when you took a handful, that's not a normal measurement. That's called something. Shloi b'rishus. Here it's called gezel. Right. Another case is, who's sarsay? Sarsay, that's the middleman. Rashi says, oysar shchar mitmor. He makes sheikh, he makes beer from dates. Shabala bayis. He makes it, he works for the balabos. Lamachsis Kham, he's the, what do you call the wholesaler. He makes it and sells it, and he gets a profit, he gets half of the profit he gets. So you have this wholesaler, a beer wholesaler. Who sarsa the Kodesh, the frum b'yod shikra. He's Mekadesh's wife with a measurement of beer. Rashi says, Liacha shaitzim imenu amashka. The frum b'yod shikra. Liacha shaitzim imenu. After they took out the beer, Zechadisha with the. Like also on the side it says, Kosser Rav Alphys, Pirish Goyin, Prumia the Shechra Kli Cotton. It means he was Zechadisha with the Kli now, with the cup, not with the beer. He emptied out the beer, He's Zechadisha with the Kli Cotton, with his small Kli. So who starts to the Kiddush for Prumia the Shechra? Also Mora the Shechra. So then the owner of the beer, the owner came in, Ashkeche, he found his worker, and he saw what the worker did. That he went to marry his wife and he gave her the small kli. Omalei, so the balabos, the owner, said to this worker, to the saris, Amale taste of Mahai Kharifa. Why didn't he give her from a better one? Trashieshu toit mechaveroi. Shranosnu by Mayim Pomim Harbe. They should have given her a better cup that we didn't put water into so much. Vieshta lichluchas lasseis oit tam by Mayim Acherim. And it could put other taste into other water. The kids, he said, he should have given her something better. So the question is, does that show us that the balabos says, Nich is happy what you did, and he shows that he doesn't mind? So it should come out now that even though when you gave it to your wife, you had no permission to use that kli, it wasn't yours, but when the owner comes in the next day and tells you such a nice statement, like how come you didn't give us something better, that should prove it that he really is Nich. He's really happy what you did, and it's as if he gave you permission from before. So that's the question. Should we say this or not? The Gemara says, Osla came with the Rava, they came in front of Rava. Omar Rava said, no, the Kedushin is no good over here. Because, Loi Omar Klachai Tzoyofais, Ela Le'inyan Truma Bovad. We only say such a svara, like we'll soon see, only by Truma. Where you have to take off Truma from the Balabas, we'll soon see the case. Then, when the Balabas comes in later and says, listen, you should have even done a better job, then we say for sure the Balabas is maskim and likes what you did, so as if he gave you permission from before. But over here we say the pshat is he doesn't like what you did. Just he's embarrassed to tell you you shouldn't have done it. But really maybe there's no nichus, he's not happy about it. So therefore when you first took it, it was without permission, it's called gezel, and it's ain't the mekadeshes. Now as we don't say this for the fact he's acting so nice now that he would have really meant that before also. But really he's a little bit angry, he doesn't like what you did. Just he's embarrassed to say it. The only time we say the balabas really meant it is only in the case of truma. Like we'll soon see. To Tanya, but not like this. Ketzad Omru, how was it said over that Torah Shaloi Midas Trumasa Truma? If somebody goes to somebody else's field and takes off Truma for him, that the Truma is good. I read the case is like this. She Yorah the Torah Sod Chaveroi. You went down to your friend's field. Valikate for Torah Shaloi Bishut. And you took off whatever it is, apples, and you took off the Truma. So, Im Choshes Mishum Gezel, Ain Trumasa Truma. If you're afraid that maybe it's gezel, the balabos doesn't let you, that the balabos is makpid on what you're doing, then for sure the truma is no good. You can't be a galfin and take off truma. V'yemla, but if you know the balabos is not makpid, doesn't care, then truma's a truma. Then we say what you did is good. Now how do we know this? How do we know whether the balabos is happy about what happened, that there's no gezel, or maybe no, he's makpid, there is gezel? So the case is like this. Hare Shavu Balabayas, the Balabas came home later. umotz, and he found out what happened here. He found out the way these people, this person now, took off truma. So it depends what the balabo says. If he says v'yomalo, he says to this person, klach etzul yofos, like how come you didn't even take better fruits for truma? In other words, I'm happy what you did. If you wanted to, as far as I'm concerned, you could have even used better fruits for truma. So now we have to see. Im nimsu yofos miyam, if there are really better fruits in the field. So he doesn't mean it sarcastically. He really means it. That if you wanted to, you could have even taken the better fruits. So then we say truma sa truma. That shows us that this balabos is nichas, happy what you've done, what has been done, and therefore the truma is good. But the imlav, if let's say there are not better ones, then we say sarcastically what he's saying. And therefore ain't truma sa truma. The truma is no good. So here's the case though when the balabos later says nicely, you should have taken better. Here we say the balabos is not makbid. That since there's a problem of mitzvah involved over here, of taking off truma, so therefore, the balabos is late, he's nicho, we say it's okay. Because Rashi's story is called the whole of truma, because anyway, you're going to have to take off this truma. So what the person did for you is only for your favor. Like, truma's going to have to be taken off. So therefore, when the balabos comes home late and says, very good, I gave you yashakayach, we say, needs to say, he's happy with what you did. Because what you did has to be done. Therefore, we said it's nichus of the bailim. What about how you are bailim malaktim umaisifin? Let's say the balabos afterwards comes and even takes off more truma. So then we say benkach or benkach truma sa truma. Then for sure it shows us that what you did, the bailim is happy with, and he only wants to add more truma to it. So here we say truma is truma. Avol hocha, but in our case, where this sarasay married his wife with the barrel, with the small pitcher, without permission. I'll tell you, Mishum Kisufu the Ovid, Vienna Mekadeshis. The reason why the owner was acting so nice, because he's embarrassed. He saw Nevich, his worker, got married with my picture. Even though if you would have asked him, I would have said no, I'm not happy about it. But once you did it, I'm embarrassed to say no, so I said yes. But there we do not say the owner really meant to say, it's okay, I'm with you. Therefore, the case would be Vienna Mekadeshis. The Kedushin is no good. Now the Mishnah says, HaMekadesh Becholkon. If a Kohen wants to marry his wife with a chelik, a portion that he receives from Kachim, from the Korbanos, so Bein Kachim Kadoshim, whether it's from a Korban Chatis or Korban Oshim, that the Kohen gets the meat, Bein Kachim Kalim, whether it's from a Korban Shlomim or a Toido, that also the Kohanim get meat to eat from, the Halacha is Zeinu Mekadeshes. The meat that he gets from the korban is not called mamim delay, it's not called his money, it's called mishucham gevoyim kazoch, it's called like Hashem's money, it's a pikad that you have a right to eat Hashem's meat, but it's not called your own meat, therefore you have no right to marry your wife with it, therefore it's ain't on the kodeshes. Now, the maister sheni, what's going to be if somebody wants to marry a wife with maister sheni? A Yisrael takes up his own maister sheni, he has it up to even in Yerushalayim, and he gives it to his wife and it's a ram kodeshes li. What's the locha? So it's a machlokes. But Maaseh Sheni, Bein B'Shoyvi, Bein B'Mezid, Lo Kiddush, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Maaseh Sheni is called also Mamon Gevoya. It's not called your money, it also belongs to Hashem, therefore you can't marry your wife with it. Even if you're a Shoyvi, you didn't realize this was Maaseh Sheni, you thought it was your own money, or whether you're a Mezid, you know for sure what it is, you know that it's Maaseh Sheni, and still you gave it to your wife to Shem Kedushin, Rabbi Meir says, Einam Kedushin. Because he holds that it's called Mamon Gevoya. Rabbi Yehuda Raimano, Bishoy Geg Lo Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda depends if you by mistake you gave the Maaseh Sheni, then it's not Mekadeshes. Because if you find out what you did, you wouldn't be happy. You don't really want to give a Maaseh Sheni. Therefore, it's like a toy, the Kedushin is no good. But the Maaseh Kiddush. But if you know what you're doing and you give her your Maaseh Sheni and she accepts it, then the Kedushin is good. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Hedjutu. It's your money. Just as a din, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. But it's your money, you can do what you want with it. Therefore, if you tell your wife that you're marrying her with Maaseh Sheni, and she takes it, she accepts it, and she knows now that she'll have to eat it in Yerushalayim, so the Kedushin is good. What about the Hegdish? Let's say you want to Mekadish your wife with something that belongs to Hegdish. So it sounds like this. B'mezid Kiddush. If you do it, B'mezid, the Kedushin is Chal. Or B'shoygig like Kiddush Dibra B'meya. B'meya says, though, B'shoygig by mistake, then we say she did not mean to accept Hegdish for Kedushin, what she could do with it, she can't do anything with it, therefore of course it's Einam Kedushin. We have you done it the opposite way. B'shoyge Kiddush. Because if you do B'shoyge, there's a din Mila, so the money goes out L'chulin, therefore you can be Mekadosh with it. But B'mezid like Kiddush, B'mezid is not Chal, the Kedushin is not Chal. Alright, turn over.
See in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is. If you just swear as good, he holds again that b'shoygei kiddush. If you marry your wife with hegdish b'shoygei, so when you take hegdish b'shoygei, you're over the yisamila. Therefore, it's yosel chulin. So it's like you're giving a chulin. Therefore, the kedushin is chal. But the nezid, if you have enjoyment from hegdish b'nezid, there's no din mila. So it's not yosel chulin. It still remains hegdish. So you're not giving her anything. If you give her a double shel hegdish, it's still also by law. She can't have any enjoyment from it. So you didn't give her any money. Therefore, it's like kiddush. We'll have to see in the Gemara what the reason of Rabbi Meir is. Why does Rabbi Meir say the opposite? He says that the Nezid, the Kedushin is Chal. But Shaykh is not Chal. Now the Gemara says, Neima, let's say, Masnis in the Loikar of Yaisi Aglili. Our Mishnah that says the Koyin, if he's Mekadesh's wife, with his portion that he gets from the Kabonis, is Eina Mekadesh's, that's not like the Yaisi Aglili. Titanya, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Umo'ala Mo'al Bashem. A person is has mila, has hanor from hegdish. So the rabbis is supposed to come to include kotshim kalim shehem amaynoi. That kotshim kalim belongs to you, belongs to the koyin. Divur Rav Yosef Glili. That's Rav Yosef Glili. So Rashi says when it says umola mola b'ashem, Rashi says lechayv aleim korban shvua. That if you swear that really it was yours and it's not yours, so if you swear false, you have to be in korban shvua. Afagav, even though they nishpon al hegdeshes, something that hegdesh is no din shvua chal on hegdeshes. V'yanishpalem, somebody does swear fools, and then v'hoidi agrees, ain't made the yosham shel shvua satikodin. The v'chikresh ba nisoiks him, it says in your friend. Still, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds, by kotshim kalim, it belongs to you. Hani yitzrabalu meba Hashem, v'chikresh ba nisoik, nami karinabu, v'fishay amoynoim. But the Yosef really holds that Kodshim Kalim, a Korban Shlomin, when the Kohen gets his portion, his mamish is his money, it belongs to him. And therefore, later, if he swears false about it, he's chayiv a Korban Shvua. So according to the Yosef Lili, you see, Kodshim Kalim is called Namainai. If so, why can't the Kohen marry his wife with it? He should be able to marry a wife with it. And our Mishnah that says, Ein Mekadesh, the Chur is not like the Yosef Lili. Tomorrow says no. Even if you want to answer like Rav Yosef Glili, I'll tell you like this. Ki kam Rav Yosef Glili, when did Rav Yosef Glili say is Yisoyig? Mechayim. Only when the animal is still alive. Mechayim, then it's called Yomamin. Avol yacha shchita, but once you make the shchita and you make the zrika, then why? Like maybe the zrika is mekadish to korbin, now the meat the kohen gets is from Meshuchan Gavoya. It's like Hashem, it's not his. My time, what's the reason? Because we say once you make the shechita and the zrika, it's like you're giving this korban now over to Hashem. It's like Hashem's korban. That's why the emurim is burnt on the mizbeach, and that the kohen takes home meat is like it's getting a present from Hashem. So again, it's not called his own money. It's called like Hashem is giving you a present. It's a pikodan, and therefore you can't be mekadesh isha. Maybe there's no stira. Maybe Rav Yosef Glili is talking about when the animal is still alive before the shechita. And here we're talking about L'acha Shechita. And they can now bring you a proof also like this. Tiktonia says in our Mishnah, HaMekadosh B'chel Koy. Chel Koy Mashm, his portion that he got after the Shechita. Bein Kodshe Kedoshim, Bein Kodshim Kalim, Loi Kiddush Mamina. That's a good proof. That when is the Kedushin no good? Only if he received his portion. Which means after the Shechita, after the Zrika, then it's considered Mishulchan Gevoy Kozochoyim. But maybe before they made the shechita, when the animal is still alive, it's still called mumim bailim. And if the owner would want to marry a wife with it, maybe he could do it. Tana Rabban, look at a price like this. Liyacha piti rosso shir Rabbi Meir. After Rabbi Meir was nifta, omalhem Rabbi Yehuda letamidim. So Rabbi Yehuda then took over, he became the Rosh Hashiva. So Rabbi Yehuda told his tamidim, No, but not the same. Could be a different base medrash. But after Rabbi Meir was nifta, Rabbi Yehuda, his base medrash said over that Al Yichnasu Talmidei Rabbi Meir Lakan. I do not want Rabbi Meir's Talmidim to come into my yeshiva. I don't want them to come. Don't let them come in. Why? Right? Now that Rabbi Meir was nifta, so the time the yeshiva closed down, the yeshiva was nifta, so the bachim wanted to go to the yeshiva to learn. So Rabbi Yehuda told his place, his and Allah, don't let none of those Talmidim come in. Why not? They're big arguers. They just like to argue. They're not coming to listen to my Shia. They're going to come just to slug me up, just to ask questions. I don't need them. Let them stay home better. They're only coming to catch me. They're not really coming to learn. So therefore, I don't need them. But a koponim dochak sumchas nichnas. Sumchas pushed his way in, came to yeshiva anyway. Sumchas got into Yehuda's yeshiva. Omalehem, and the Yehuda said like this, that kach shanali Rebbe Meir. This is the way my Rebbe Rebbe Meir taught us the Mishnah that says, Hamakadish bechelkoi. If a kohen wants to marry his wife with his portion of the korban, bein kotchim kadoshim, bein kotchim kalim, lekidish. That's what he said over. Now right away, koyes Rabbi Yehuda Leir, Rabbi Yehuda got angry. Omalehem, Rabbi Yehuda said to the person in charge by the door there, Leikach amatlechem, didn't I give you notice, didn't I tell you already, that ayet nesu me tamid ramei lakan, didn't I give you notice, don't let these tamidim come into my yeshiva, how come you let sumchas come in here, v'nei shekatronim hein, v'lelum ha-terim boim, don't come to slug me up, they're not coming to learn Torah, el lakabchein mi balocha same boim, it's time to ask questions, and what do they mean to ask, so sumchas, he didn't finish asking, but sumchas asked like this, the question sumchas had was, the isha be azara minayin. What's going on here? Is an isha allowed to be in the azara? In the azara of the mokum you make them, where you make the kabbonis, only a kanam azir, and only zichrekun and men azir. Ladies are not there. So what does the Mishnah have to tell me on the kaddish mechotei and the mekadeshes? Kshita. The wife can't be there. What is your wife doing there in the azara? Like what's the case of the Mishnah to say that you marry your wife with your portions? Rashi, the isha be azara minayin. The ktoni kodesh kadoshim. It says even the case of Kodesh Kadoshim, for im yoytzim chutz li azara filu yezras noshim and nesolim biyotzei Kodesh Kadoshim the kanam adaska afti inside the azara, as they bring it in even into the yezras noshim, it becomes posla the psul yotzei. So it comes out that the kohen has to eat his kodesh kadoshim in the azara. Now how could he marry his wife there? The noshim ladies ain't nichnasim lo, ladies don't go into the azara. Could it not be over tzatzumis if I come in the mesach kalim? That Noshim go into the Yezus Noshim, that's all. But further in the Yezus Noshim, ladies don't go. So that was Sumchas' question, a good question. What's Shana Mishnah to say that in the Kaddish Bechelke is Namu Kadeshes? Kshita! The case can never come up by Kodji Kadoshim. You can never have your wife in the Azara. So you answer back, that's not a Kasha. No, yes. So the Mara says, Omer Yossi, Yossi said like this. Yoimru Meir Shokha. What's going on here? Rabbi Yossi said, let's see. Rabbi Meir was just dying, was Nifta. Yehuda koy, Amai was Shiri of Yehuda is very angry, why Sumchas came in. And Yaisi Shaisik, if I'm going to keep quiet, then Dibra Torah, Matthew Elev, what's going to be with Dibra Torah? Like, what's going to be the Pshat, like in our Mishnah? In other words, what's going on here? Ramei was Lifter of Yehuda is angry, and we don't know Pshat in the Mishnah. What is Pshat in the Mishnah? So Rav Yaisi answered like this and said, V'chi ein Odom osu l'kabla kedusha l'bita b'yazara. First of all, it could be that there was another man there, a kohen there, that has a daughter. So the kohen that just received his portion from the Kodesh Kadoshim gives it to another kohen that says, listen, you have a daughter, I want to marry your daughter. Take this portion and I'm giving it to the same Kadoshim. So you don't have to have the girl there in the Azara. The father can be in the Kodesh Kadoshim. We had that before. A father can marry off his daughter when she's a Nara or a Katana. So maybe that's one case. Another case could be, the Enisha Suyalatis Lashliach Lakaba Kadoshim Yazara. It could also be a case. Let's say she made a shliach. She made a man a shliach to accept the kedushin. So the man now walked into the azara. So the question is, if the kohen gives this man now here his portion of kodesh kedushin, the mishnah has to say the same kedushin. V'yoy, the third I can answer you. You know what you need the mishnah for? Good, she's not supposed to. But what's going to be if dochka v'nichnasah? She didn't listen. She just pushed her way in. What's going to be if Lamaisa lady went into the azara? And the kohen saw her, the kohen wanted to marry her, and the kohen said, the Rebbe Kadoshim live with this, the chenek of the kohen Kadoshim. So the Mishnah has to tell us that the Kedushin is not chal. Elamor says, my Tanya, where is this Tanya? Where did we learn it? My Tanya, we have Yudha, and Yudha says, that's the question, what's Talacha Taka? So Tanya, we learned that Yudha went on the Kadoshim. Yehuda says the Kedushin is good. We have Yaisiya, and Yudha says, no good. Omer Rabbi Yechon says, Shnei Nikre Kadoshim. They both dash in the same posse. Pasuk says that this should be a portion of the Kohanim from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and from the Eish. If you just saw the Lachor or Lachor Tzakecha, Pasuk says Zeyi Lachor should bleed to you means completely. It's not called Meshukul Gavaya Kazachui. And even if it started out like that, but now when you get it, it's yours completely. See, he argues on the Mishnah. He holds the Kohen could be Mekadesh's wife with the Chelek of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because the Pasuk says Zeyi Lachor belongs to you completely. We have Yesi Sofa, no, the Pasuk says, because Minu Eish it says, it's kesh like fire. Ma Eish le Achila, just like fire. What do you do with your fire? You burn the Emurim, that's all. it's only meant to eat up the Emurim like he did, is Afunami Leachilo. The same thing when the Torah says to Kahanim, V'zeh Yilucho, I'm giving you the portion of the Kodesh Kodashim, that means only for you to eat it. It's like a pikadon. Really, it belongs to Hashem. He's only letting you eat it. So that's all you can do with it, is eat it. But you can't marry your wife with it. Therefore, the dushim without pichal.